That's traffic on 95.5 KLOS.
Lisa's going to come in here with the news of the day. But right now we're talking about the flight attendant who was busted for stealing 1,500 mini liquor bottles. She has access. She's a flight attendant. That's what they serve on the flights. So what have you stolen from work? Let's talk to Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, so I stole a boat.
A boat.
Yeah, I stole a boat. I worked for a charter boat company, and me and some buddies after work decided we're drinking on one of the boats and decided it'd be a good idea to take it about 120 miles into the middle of the ocean to go fishing.
And did you hear on the radio they were calling for you guys, looking for their boat?
No, we were a little bit too far out for that, but once we got back, we were... Well, there was a few people waiting for us.
With badges and guns?
Yeah. They were in green suits. They weren't too happy.
Oh, yeah.
We got lost. Yeah. I didn't know.
All right.
Yeah. It was just, it was a three-hour tour.
For the biggest heist of the day, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you tickets to see The Who at Honda Center this Sunday.
Sick.
There you go, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. Stay on hold, Jesse. 1-800-955-5567. Yeah, crazy things happening at work.
Mm-hmm.
Just paper? Really? Come on.
Just paper?
All paper and highlighters, Heidi.
That's about
nothing
it.
Else?
I mean, I've never really worked at a place where it's
had
like,
stuff to steal?
Yeah. I mean, like, even here, if you were like,
you stole the life-size Julia Roberts from the movie theater.
Oh, that is true. I forgot about that. I worked at a movie theater so that I could get all the posters and everything, and there was when Steel Magnolias came out, in the lobby, they would have the life-size cardboard cut out of the whole cast. And I was like, how do I get it out of here? And it folded and then had like a little thing in the back to stand up. So I just sort of was like, you know, folded it up one day, looked around. And then I felt bad and I admitted that I took it. And they were like, it's okay.
They're like, we were just going to throw that out anyway.
Right.
No one cares.
Well, a lot of times they would throw that out. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't let them throw that out. I got to take it before they throw it out, even though it would be technically still stealing. And then I came clean because I felt awful about it. But
I'm surprised you didn't steal every single movie poster or cardboard cutout and have it be like the audience of stars in your bedroom.
Well, I did all the Julia Roberts stuff, all that stuff. I'm sure my mom has gotten rid of it. I mean, I had the Pretty Woman poster and the Steel Magnolia. I was so cool.
Mystic Pizza poster?
Yes. All of it.
Her eyes got
Satisfaction.
Really big.
Satisfaction, Mystic Pizza.
I don't remember Satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, she was a bass player in Satisfaction. She played it really horribly, but I did love her.
A bass player?
Yeah, they were at a girl band. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Oh.
And Liam Neeson was in it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was in a girl band?
No, he was like the boyfriend. I think he was Julia Roberts.
He is a great actor.
Yeah, check out Satisfaction. It's horrible, but I didn't care.
All right, Lisa, man, there's a lot of other stuff going on in the world, so what's happening?
At the box office, Captain America Civil War stayed at number one for the second week in a row, made $72.6 million. It's been out 2 weeks. It's made a total of $295.9 million. Jungle Book was in second place, $17.8 million. That's been out for 5 weeks. It's now at $311.8 million. Muddy Monster, $15 million, put it in third place. The Darkness with Kevin Bacon was in fourth place, made $5.2 million, and Mother's Day made $3.3 million for fifth place. Then Zootopia, The Huntsman, Winter's War, Keanu, Barbershop, The Next Cut, and The Boss.
Ooh, I wonder if I could get the Money Monster poster.
I bet in about another week you could.
They'll all be in the dumpster.
Yep. Yeah. Anthony Kiedis was rushed to the hospital on Saturday night, right before the band was supposed to go on stage at Irvine Meadows. Turns out Anthony just has the flu, but apparently wasn't taking care of it. Was probably dehydrated. Flea had to go on stage to break the news to the crowd. The Red Hot Chili Peppers also have a show scheduled tomorrow night in Burbank. They have canceled that one too. But Anthony's expected to make a full recovery. The band's next show is at Rock on the Range in Columbus, Ohio. That's a week from today. Should be able to do that. Sometimes the flu's pretty bad, though.
He's putting the chili
a couple of weeks
in Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, there you go.
Chili.
Sharon Osbourne says Ozzy is going to retire in the very near future. He is 67 now, and Sharon spoke right after the announcement last week, the merger of OzFest and SlipFest. OzFest and SlipFest. Is that right?
Not Fest.
Flip Not Fest. It sounded wrong. She said, I don't want Ozzy singing Crazy Train at 75. I think it's best if you go out before you hit 70 and stay on top. Black Sabbath's final appearance is in Brazil December 4th, but they say more shows could be scheduled. In the past, Ozzy said he's going to, you know, I just go right for it.
Just plow through.
That Ozzy wants to focus on his solo career, so I don't know if Sharon and Ozzy are in agreement about this. Sounds like not. Train just released their cover of Led Zeppelin's The Lemon Song, and this is part of a cover of all of Led Zeppelin 2 they're going to release next month. It's for charity. It sounds pretty good.
Good. Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd probably be worth buying.
So they're doing a bunch of covers?
Yeah.
They're doing the whole album.
Yep.
Whole album. Zeppelin 2.
Cool.
Sarah Palin is on the list of possible running mates for Donald Trump. The only good thing about this to me is that Tina Fey might go back on SNL and right. do it again, which is always fun.
Yeah.
Dr. Ben Carson, apparently helping Donald pick his running mate in the Washington Post, says he floated Sarah's name during a recent conversation with a reporter. Now, Carson's name is on the list, too, but he told the reporter he wouldn't pick himself. But I don't know what that means.
Trump should have a meeting with McCain and go, do you think
yeah,
Palin's
right.
a good way for
me? Run this down for me. How did that go for you?
I really want to lose, who should I pick?
Exactly.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
John Kasich's on the list. Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, who's like over my dead body. Chris Christie, who looks like he's kidnapped every time he's around him. I don't know. Nobody wants to be his running mate.
Chris Christie's wife is like, you are not going to be your current vice president.
If you celebrate your birthday today on May 16th, who do you celebrate with who's famous? You celebrate with Kristen Maldonado. She's 24 from Pentatonix.
Oh.
Megan Fox is 30 years old. Adam Richmond is 42, the chubby who hosts Man vs. Food. But now I think it's Man vs. Food Nation because he's done eating. Jason Wee Man Acuna is 43, little person from Jackass. David Boreanaz is 47 from Bones. Tracy Gold is also 47. She was Carol Seaver on Growing Pains.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Rolf Tresvant is 48, New Edition's lead singer. I'm saying probably the least successful member of the group after split up. Bobby Brown and Bell-Biv DeVoe definitely blew up bigger. And so it's between Johnny Gill and him. He was the lead singer. How often does that happen with a lead singer of the boy band?
Not doing nothing.
Ends up being the one who's doing nothing.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson is 50 years old today. Chris Novoselic is 51, the guy from Nirvana who wasn't Kurt Cobain or Dave Grohl. 6'7".
Is he really?
Oddly tall.
Yeah.
Deborah Winger is 61. Star of 1980s Urban Cowboy.
In terms of endearment.
But every time a woman gets on the mechanical bull, she does the Deborah Winger.
Don't you have to?
Yeah, you kind of have to. Even guys have to. Pierce Brosnan is 63. Danny Trejo, friend of the show, is 72. Years old today. 11 days from Memorial Day weekend, 34 days until Father's Day, and 49 days until the 4th of July.
Woo!
All right, we're going to come right back. Keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
Back to more of the Heidi and Frank Show next on The Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank Show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com, check it out.